us on the web today. If things look a little different, we are worshiping in our phase one sanctuary, in our old sanctuary, because of the power outages in the region. Our church is running on generator. We're just so thankful for that. We're thankful that we have power. We just don't have air conditioning and so forth in our main sanctuary. So we thought we would worship together in our old sanctuary today so that everybody could keep cool and be comfortable. And let's continue to pray for everybody all around our region that is still without power. We've still got just a very big percentage of folks in Greenwich and Stamford who are not going to have power apparently until Tuesday or Wednesday. So let's just keep those folks in our prayers and just do what we can to help our neighbors. Amen. We've got our camera there set up for live stream, so please be careful of that as you move about. And we'll enjoy the Lord's presence this morning. Our friends Pastor Al and Laura Robbins are here with us this morning. So glad to see them. Pastor Al is going to be sharing the word in just a little bit. But for now, let's lift a hand to the Lord and let's just enter into his presence in worship this morning. Lord, we're so grateful for your love. We're so grateful for your delivering power, the power of your mighty name. Would you say his name? Say the name Jesus. Come on, speak his name. Lift your hand and release the powerful, precious, beautiful name of Jesus, the name that brings deliverance into the atmosphere. Thank you, Lord. At your name, mountains shake and crumble. At your name, the oceans roar and tumble. At your name, angels will bow, the earth will rejoice, your people cry out. you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the change that you bring, Lord. Just your presence gives hope. It gives victory, Lord. It gives deliverance and breakthrough.
When you walk into the room, everything changes. Darkness starts to tremble at the light that you bring. When you walk into the room, every heart starts burning, and nothing matters more than just to sit here at your feet and worship you. We worship you.
Come on, lift a hand and sing, we love you, Lord.
We love you, and we'll never stop.
To the room.
When you walk into the room, sickness starts to vanish. Every hopeless situation, it ceases to exist.
And when you walk into the room,
the dead begin to rise, 'cause there is resurrection life in all you do.
Are yours. We want you. We want you. Sing that again.
Come and consume, God, all we are. We give you permission. Our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you.
Come and consume, God, all we are. We give you permission. Our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. It's all for you, and we love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you're our hope always. Only in you, Lord Jesus, do we have hope.
Here in the power of Christ.
Come on, lift your hands. Lift your voice. Come on, speak his name. Shout his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're saved. We're preserved. We stand by your power, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being so good to us. Thank you for being such a faithful God for your people today and every day, Lord. You lead us through every trial like a good and faithful shepherd. Amen. Come on, give him one more hand of praise. Let's take a moment, greet some friends nearby safely as you can. Give them a wave, a fist bump, whatever you need to do, and then you can find your seat.
With you, for you to bear in mind whenever you worship with us in person. Please, church, wear a face covering as you enter and exit the building. Also, church, once you are seated and safely socially distant, you can remove your mask for worship. Church, if you are not feeling well, we ask that you kindly remain home and worship with us online. Also, if you've been exposed to the coronavirus, to COVID-19, we ask that you please worship with us online until the time for isolation has passed. Church, also, if you've tested positive for the coronavirus and you are awaiting your test results, again, please, please, please join us for online worship only. We want to welcome all of those also worshiping with us online this morning. Church, we want to thank you for your financial support and your continued support over these last couple of months. We very, very much appreciate your faithfulness in giving to the work of the Lord and in giving to missions and to the house. Many people are giving by text these days. My wife and I love this method. The instructions are right behind me on the screen as to how you can give in that manner. Church, you can also give online. As you know, our bomb diggity pastor, Nick Uva, he created the amazing website. In top right-hand corner, there is a giving link. You can click on that. You know, I wish when you click on it, something would pop out with his emoji, like, you know, okay, stay focused, come back, okay. If you would like to mail in your offering, church, you can certainly do so, and you are more than welcome to do so. Due to social distancing this morning, we will not be passing the offering plate. If you have an offering, there are receptacles way in the back as you enter and exit the building today, and you can place your offering in there. So it is my sincere joy this morning to welcome a good longtime friend to the house this morning. He has promised me he's not going to do a backflip. Way back, I'm sure he could, but, you know, no, he's an amazing man. He can do backflips. It is our good friend, Pastor Al Robbins, and he is back with us. Come on, you can put your hands together, church. Pastor Al is he's an anointed pastor, a Bible teacher. He's an author who always brings a very, very encouraging word to us here at HTC. The Lord has given him a drop the mic, bomb diggity word for us this morning in the house. So church, can I ask you, can we give our very best harvest time welcome and stand to our feet and applaud this mighty man of God?
Thank you. If my kids were here, they would say, Dad's not quite all that, so you may be seated. Amen. God bless you. I'm just grateful to be here. And you know what blesses me this morning, just deep inside, is the worship and the praise and the fact that you've broken through all challenges and you've come out to the house of God. That's real Christianity. I mean, we're saved at home. Those of you that needed to join us online, you're still a believer. But I know if you're really on fire for God, you can't wait to get back in here. And then, I mean, it's a real test of our clarity of thinking when we have to, we end up with a hurricane coming through and destroying half the area, and then you can't even meet in your new sanctuary. So we're over here today. And nobody's complaining. Everybody's just here. We're worshiping God. And we're just honored to be here today. I'm glad that I'm still alive today. Thursday was our anniversary. 43 years. I often introduce her as my first wife. And she is my first wife. She goes everywhere. I told her, honey, I'll never leave you now. Look at me. I can't get anything from my trade-in. So anyway, anybody notice when you hit 60, things started to happen? I mean, skin, hair, nails, teeth, gums, digestive system, bones, skeletal system. I could get the rest of this weight off if I could jog 10 miles a day, but I can't even walk 10 miles a day, so I used it. But I'd rather burn out than rust out. Isn't that your excuse, too? God bless you. We always feel at home here. We are still married, even though when we got to the hotel yesterday afternoon, I check us in. I come out to get the luggage. She's in the truck. And I said, honey, where's your suitcase? Somebody had forgotten her suitcase yesterday. And she knows I joke a lot, so I had to tell her. I left it in the garage, but I blamed her, of course. How many husbands are you going to? You can't. So I said, look at it this way. You get to go get all new everything. Well, we went to the Stamford Target and found out that it's the biggest Target in the universe, I think. There's so many floors, we weren't about to do that. So, but she got everything and came back, and she still loves me. I think she's willing to try to get another year out of this marriage. So we're gonna, can you at least stand and wave at these people? Is it all right to feel at home today? No? Okay, I will. I'll get very theological then. No. Seriously, we're just grateful to be here. Love your pastor and Pastor Glenn. And we go back, I think, 30-some years now. And then the rest of the team here, we just feel at home. Many of you are Facebook friends, and you know I'm insane, and yet you come anyway, and I'm grateful for that. At this point, you can say, he's aging, just overlook his post. How many of you can just scroll on by, and you just say, Lord, he's lost it. Lord, I pray for him right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. It's good to be here. There's been a lot going on. Anybody notice that we're facing a couple of challenges? Is it five or six at least? All simultaneously. It's amazing. Income challenges. Anybody? It should be everybody. Come on. Come on. We can go quickly or we can keep repeating until we come on. We got to get on the same page. I don't want to shortchange you from what I'm going to give the other two services too. So we've been through so many things, from COVID-19 to violence and world unrest and income challenges and health issues, a crazy election year, and thought they'd just throw in, I guess, a little hurricane to kind of keep you on your toes this week. We came up King Street and just couldn't believe it, couldn't believe what you went through. I feel bad because Sister Patty Yuva posted that she was losing, we've lost power, and being a joke, my first post to her post was, happened to be on Facebook, I said, Patty, don't worry, we lose power as we age. Take a nap, and And then later, imagine my dismay. I can't wait to apologize to her if she'll accept it, because I didn't know what was going on here. You know, we live up northeast there. We don't get all the news all the time, dear. So, and we don't know what the weather channel is, but I turned it on and literally prayed for you guys. So we're going through so many things that, you know, this week I said, God, give me something fresh specifically for here. After 43 years of preaching, I've got a couple of sermons that would encourage, but God dropped something in specifically for harvest time today. And Father, we thank you for your word right now. You speak to us, flow. Lord, we know none of this is accomplished by might or by power, but it's by your spirit. It's not talent or ability or experience, it's you, God. And we ask you to flow and have your way, God, in Jesus' name. And those of you that can't be here today, that have chosen to worship online, thank you for joining. Thank you for choosing Harvest Time. If you're new to this church, this is a great place. I've been in this for years, and this is one of the most solid churches that I know, and it's doing a phenomenal job all over the world. And we're honored to be here today. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1. I'm in the King James simply because that's what Paul used. No, just kidding. You'll get that later. I grew up with it, so my mind is stuck in King James. Is that okay? I use the other translations, but it was on my heart this week. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1, therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we what? We faint not. Whatever you're facing today, because we've received the ministry, the mercy of God, we faint not. Jump with me down to verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But listen, no matter what we're going through, he says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side. Wait a minute. Who wrote this? The Apostle Paul? I mean, the champion of champions, author used by God of much of the New Testament. And he's admitting we're troubled on every side, yet we're not distressed. Tell your neighbor, I'm not distressed. Come on, we are perplexed. Anybody perplexed? Come on, I am. But we're not in despair. We're not in despair. Listen, we're persecuted but not forsaken. We're cast down, but we're not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. The death that's happening is working life in those we're trying to reach. Can you say amen? Amen. Look, verse 13, we have the same spirit of faith. Now here he is in a storm. He's not perplexed, but he's going through some things. He's challenged, but he says in verse 13, we having the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. He is speaking in faith. Oh, I wish I had time for that. Look, verse 14, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not. Everybody say, we faint not. We faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Can we run this passage in front of what we are facing and let that be the filter for how we deal with what we're experiencing? Can we listen to the Apostle Paul, who had a little more experience than you and I? Oh, I wish I had time. I can't. Listen. Can we run things through that and say, if Paul, who is caught up into heaven in a vision, if Paul, who was shipwrecked, bitten by snakes, if Paul, who could praise God in prison at midnight, if he can say, it's a light affliction, it's going to be okay, we're going to be fine, boys and girls. Fasten your seatbelt. It might get a little rough, but you're still free to move about the cabin. Come on. I want to talk to you about winning in a weary world of wickedness. Can we assume that it seems like we're in a weary world? Everybody's tired, worn out. There's fear. There's discouragement. There's concern. So many things that are happening. Your 401k is now a 101k. You know what I'm saying? Thank God I never got one. You know, I never got one. So I didn't lose a thing in the stock market. Can you say that? Come on. Listen, winning in a weary world of wickedness, we get saved, we eventually go to heaven. How many know that's our goal? But not today, right? Come on, years ago, there was a mentally handicapped lady that would come every day and have coffee with me. Our church was open all the time. And we're standing out front by the office. She was already there. I'm opening the office. I'm saying, Estelle, it was just she and I said, do you want to go to heaven? She looked at the river by our office, looked back at me and said, not today. I said, no, Estelle, I didn't mean that, but she loved Jesus. And it took me a while. I didn't know all these things, but I was giving her too much coffee, I think, but she'd get wound up and we would sing, we're off to see the wizard together. And we just had a ball, man. The other staff would show up, they'd join in. That's back when I was 4 pots of coffee a day. Now I'm about 3 cups, I'm safe. So listen, we get saved, we're going to heaven. We don't want to leave today. We want success. We want to triumph. We want to be a champion. We as believers want to master our Christian walk. How many of you want to fail as a Christian? No. Hello? That's a duh question, because you're here today to invest in your current and future situation as a believer. We gather together in the body so much the more as you see the day approaching. We're here today. We want to master our Christianity. We want to be achievers for God. We don't want to just survive. Anybody want to thrive and do something for God? Listen, no matter what we're facing, God is not nervously pacing. Anybody have relatives like that? Something's happened. Oh, boy, they're 5 minutes late. They'll never, I don't know what it is. Honey, do you see, are they out? They're not even here. They're not even coming up. They're nervous about everything. Have you met people like that? We're going to be late. They're not going to be there, honey. Go. My wife's like that all the time. No, just kidding. Listen, we got to get up. I don't feel like, we shouldn't go to Target. We should go to Walmart. I don't feel it. I'm nervous. Listen, that's some people. Anybody know people like that? That's not God. God is not nervous. He's not pacing. You'll never see, if you get a quick footage of heaven right now, God's not up there going, oh, no. Oh, no, United States of America. Oh, my. What a mess right now. What am I going to do? Gabriel, any ideas? No. In fact, when we try to give God advice, he doesn't need it. Told a friend the other day, I don't know what God's doing next, but I've offered to serve on his advisory panel. Some of you will get that later. Call me. He just puts his hand on my shoulder and says, son, I'll let you know, son. I'm okay. I got this far. You just keep, you know, come on. Listen, 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 2 says, don't be soon shaken in mind or be troubled with the day of Christ approaching. Because Hebrews 12:27 says, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. But it doesn't end with that. It's all going to be shaken. In the words of the famous theologian Elvis, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. Come on. And I'm all shook up. Anyway, I won't do that. flashback to the day somebody gave me an Elvis costume in the office, and anyway, I grabbed the guitar, but I needed Pastor Nick back then. But listen, listen, everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken, but can I be real blunt? So what? He still got us. He still got the whole world in his hands. He knows the future. He knows the end from the beginning. Come on, he's Alpha and Omega. We worship you, O God. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, O God. You are worthy to be praised. He's got us, folks. He's in the hospital with you. When you're sitting there getting your test results, as we have had the last 6 years. When we were there and they said she had cancer, God was right there. And he's bringing us through. When they wanted to put me in for a heart attack, and I assured them, I said, I have no insurance. If you put me in tonight, sir, I know you're the senior cardiologist, I will have a heart attack. I already had explained that to the walk-in clinic who said, you need to go by ambulance. I said, if you send me by ambulance, that's $2,500 to go 5 miles. Forget it. You want to kill me? Now, that's not good medical advice. I know it's... I issue a disclaimer. That advice was not issued by this church. Listen, God is there. When they wheel your loved one into surgery and you can't even be there now, you're sitting in the truck outside. You think they're alone? I don't think so. Whew. He dwells in us. And if the same spirit dwell in you, God's got this, folks. Don't come here all discouraged. Well, if you do, refuel. But don't leave here discouraged. Don't leave here scared, fearful, worried, stressed. The worst thing that can happen is we lose everything. And guess what? God can rebuild. In the name of Jesus. He is teaching us. He's refining us. He's showing us. He's revealing things. There are three things to keep in mind as we win in a weary world of wickedness. To win, we got to have these three things going at once, simultaneously. Number one is education. Let's learn. Any adults here still in kindergarten? Wouldn't it be fun, though? Just color, go outside the lines and get an A anyway, you know? Very good, little Al. You did good, honey. How did you make it to here? I mean, my son-in-law in Rhode Island, he's working full-time, got out of the Navy about 3 years ago. He's been working a full-time job, plus getting his bachelor's in his spare time. You know, I'll go up to get a coffee, midnight, whatever. He's up there like on the computer still going. He just finished his master's degree yesterday while working full time. I call him Superman. He's awesome. And he became my son-in-law because I witnessed to him and invited him to church. He was in the Navy. He said, I've been looking for a church. And I'm thinking, here's my flesh. Yeah, right. Everyone's I'm going to come sometime. He came the next service. I can't shake him, man. He's now birthed three kids for me. Come on. Amen. He got to this point because he followed through with his education. And God wants you and I to become masters. He wants to give us a degree so we can say, her and him and that couple, and this guy, and go to her. She's gonna help you because they've been through it. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12 says, we only see through a glass darkly. We don't understand every detail. We need to glean. We need to grow. We need to say, Lord, I don't get this, but I do get you. I know you. I worship you. I trust you. I talk to you several times a day. I don't get out of my house in the morning unless I read and pray. 2 Corinthians 3, 5, just one chapter back, says our very sufficiency is of God. It's not us. It's not that I've preached before. I told my wife coming in today, Nick, she said, God's going to help you. I said, no, God's going to do the whole thing. I haven't been preaching much lately. I'm not pastoring. And to preach three times a day, I'm thrilled, but I'm nervous. But I feel him already. Come on. God's got this. God's got all of it. James chapter 4, verse 10, and 1 Peter 5, verse 6 says, humble yourselves under God's mighty hand, and at the proper time, he's going to lift you up. You're in a storm right now, but let this educational experience of learning God and that he's in full control, no matter how it looks, let him speak to you. The old chorus says, can you watch that mic? I'm very healthy, but sometimes allergies get me with the pollen. So be ready to mute. So sorry, guys. Listen, and I promise you I'm healthy as I've ever been, which is always healthy, so don't worry. Listen, the old chorus says, I'm learning to lean on Jesus. It's an education. Anybody know the old gospel chorus? Humble yourself and the Lord will draw nigh thee. Humble yourself and his presence will cheer thee. He will not walk with the proud or the scornful. Humble yourself and walk with God. Anybody know that? Come on, it's a beautiful old gospel chorus. 1 Peter 4, verse 12 and 13 says, we're being educated and instructed to think it not strange, that fiery trial. James 1, verse 2 through 4 says, count it all joy. Ask your neighbor, are we learning yet? Yes. And Jesus said, in the middle of it all, be at peace, for I've overcome the world. He knows the end from the beginning. And he's got the middle. We don't have to worry. We don't have to worry. Anybody run relay in high school? I know I don't look it, but I did. Come on. Listen, Jesus has the whole, every post. He's got all four positions. Come on. He's the lead man, and he's going to finish strong. We're going to be all right. Don't worry about it. And I want to ask you today, where are you at this precise moment? Wherever you're at today, everybody brought some things to church today to give God and to hear from God. Anybody? Lord, I came because I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour, I need you. Listen. Wherever you're at today, at this precise moment, it's not your final destination on the journey. Don't get off at the wrong train station. Have you done it? Train's gone. Oh, wait a minute. This isn't Hoboken. You don't know where you are. Listen, don't give up on God. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your church. Don't give up on your spouse. Don't give up on your family. Listen, we're going to glean and grow. In the storm is where we're going to learn. I don't like it, neither do you, but it's okay. It's part of life. We are going to learn, and we're going to rise up as champions, not defeated, not beaten down, not scared, nervous. Though he slay me, yet I'll trust him. We're going to be okay. We're going to be fine. We're going to get through it. And he's still a healing Jesus. I'm not giving up now. We're going to keep going. 1 John 5, verse 3 to 5 says, stand in faith, because this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith in God. What you're experiencing right now is only one scene from the movie. It's a snapshot. Secondly, number one is education. If we're going to win in a weary world of wickedness, three things have to keep occurring. We got to keep our education going. We got to keep growing. Secondly, we need to demonstrate God. Number two is demonstration. We need to keep attending. I'm telling you that because I'm commending you. You're still attending. You had a terrible storm this week. We've had the COVID shutdown. We've had all these issues, financial challenges. Some of us have lost a lot of business in our business. Some friends and family of ours have had to shut their entire business down. And yet they're still in church. Keep attending. Keep giving. You know, the tithe sets the tone for your week. And he's not asking for an amount. He's asking for a percentage. And God says, Al, if I can give you $100, do you mind giving $10 away every time I give you $100? I'm in. If Pastor Nick said, Al, every time you come, I'm going to give you $100 if you'll give me back 10. Hello? Hello, everyone? I'm in. That's not a gamble on some of the failed stocks. That's it. God is not a stock market. He's just asking, look, I'll give you $1,000. Would you give me $100 back? Oh, I don't have time to teach on tithing. You guys already got it because you're still putting it in and meeting the needs. And when the outside's looking in, they're looking in here and saying, yeah, this church is going to fail. Look at all the expenses here. Wow, what does it cost just to run the air for the last hour? No, no, no. The house of God isn't going to shut down, close, fail. We're not going to fall into arrears because believers are sending in, like Pastor Kurt said, you're sending it in, you're texting it, you're doing every method. Come on. Some of us give more some weeks to make up for those who forgot. In the name of Jesus. You want to be a demonstration of the changing power of Christ? Keep serving. We got here about 7 o'clock, 5 past 7. This was full of cars. People were already serving out here. We needed water in the green room. My brother in the back in the plaid, God bless you. He brought us water. Can we give him a hand? Whole case of water. Come on. If you want to demonstrate the power of change in your life, there was a time when you and I wouldn't have given anyone the last drop of water. And now we're giving it out. Jesus said, a cup of cold water in my name won't go unnoticed. Did you feel worship today? I know I did. I know I needed it this morning. And we keep praising. We're demonstrating what God can do. Some of you are headed home to some tough situations, financially, economically, in your business, in your family, in your marriage. But you keep praising. Keep being saved. You're saved. Stay saved. Come on. Keep living it. Listen, get the education. Now walk out the demonstration. 2 Corinthians 3:2 says, we are living epistles known and read of all men. Tell your neighbor, you're on display. Sometimes my wife will remind me of that when I sputter in traffic. Pastor Nick, have you ever said things when cars cut you off that challenge? How do you know their intelligence level? I've had gestures come towards me because I cut somebody off. Even though when I do, I've told my wife, no, that wasn't my fault. They were like that lane yesterday. That lady could have let, anyway, never mind. Come on. People are watching us. I am against Christian stickers on our bumpers because, I'm sorry, if you have one, go tear it off before I greet you in the parking lot. Because it's like, praise the Lord, I have a Christian fish. Well, why don't you live it? You just took my space. You parked in a space. You blocked another car out. You almost ran over somebody. Come on. God, through this storm, is asking us to demonstrate what real Christianity is. And we've got to pass the test during the education, and then he can use us in the demonstration. Like I said, Job 13:15, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. We are demonstrating a life changed by Christ. My wife will remember this probably 30 years ago when our kids were little. We were headed to Florida for a vacation. We only had about a week back then, and I ran into a friend of mine that I knew from business where I worked in Maine, and he said, oh, I visited him in Daytona, and we were headed down to a Jensen Beach area, Hutchinson Island. Love that area. And if anyone has a free condo, let me know. We'll go right there after. But anyway, he said, Al, I am in a company here in Florida now. He used to work with me in Maine. He said, I can get you that room for like $25. I said, cool, hook us up. We want to be there in 2 nights for 3 nights. So I was excited. Well, later he called me back. He said, I got you hooked up on the room. There's only one problem. He said, you have to check in under my name, my account. I said, I'm sorry, Paul. I said, I can't do that. I thought it was just some discount you had. He said, I knew it. I told them you're a pastor and he'll never go for this. Well, it's not over yet. Hold on now. I appreciate that. But now I'm shaking, saying, okay, God, thank you. I didn't want to save $50 to dishonor the ministry and Christianity. And so we got there that couple nights later. I checked in. There was a guy on the desk named TJ. I checked in as my name, Al Robbins. And I'm still thinking inside, man, I could have saved us $50 a night, but no, I did the right thing. Okay, God said, be quiet. I'm teaching you something else. You just watch, son. So we check in. We pay the rate that we had to pay. Terrible. Still bitter about it. But anyway, how many know what I'm getting at? You know, and so we get in there, and I preach the next morning for a good friend of mine at a big AG church in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And I'm preaching there. And after we went to dinner, we went to a Chinese buffet. I remember food quite a bit. Sorry. Anyway, in fact, I've gained about 12 pounds since last year. What? Oh, he's talking about being honest. Okay, I've gained 15. Okay. Sorry. Doesn't it sound better, 12? Just tell people. They know. You know, I think he's got a bigger jacket on this year. Anyway, come on. We sat at the Chinese buffet, and in comes this pastor and his family. And sitting across from me is the pastor's daughter's boyfriend, TJ. So the night before, I would have checked in as Paul and preached as Al, and then had quite an uncomfortable dinner. We have to demonstrate that this change in our hearts and lives is real. That means when you find a wallet, you turn it back in, all of it. Come on. Listen, we are on display, guys. We're on display. Lastly, quickly, I got about 5 minutes, I think, roughly. Listen, we're a demonstration for God. Listen, that's why whatever you're going through, God's going to get you through it. Habakkuk 3:18, how many know it? I'm not going to read it all, but the prophet says, no matter if the fig trees die, if nothing happens, the animals die in the stall, yet I will rejoice. I'll rejoice in the God of my salvation. There's something precious when we praise him after the test results have come back. You're all clear. There's no sign of anything negative. It's pretty easy to praise him then. But when they say, no, we got to do a procedure, that's where where the rubber hits the road. The praise is always valuable to God, but imagine how he feels when we praise him from the pit, like Joseph did, like Daniel did. Come on. Whoo, help us, Jesus. Listen, Proverbs 24:10 says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Jeremiah 12:5 says, if you can't run with a horseman, with a footman, you'll never run with a horseman. And finally, the last thing. What is number one? Education. Number two, demonstration. The last thing is jubilation. We have got to praise God, not after we get through. Don't wait. Praise him when you are surrounded in uncertainty and the waters are above your head and your family's a mess and you've lost your bank account, and what little bit you did put in the stock market went from 50,000 down to 1,000 or worse, and the doctor said, I need to talk to you in private on Monday, and you're here anyway to say, it's okay, God. I am praising you today anyway. If this is my last day, I'm going to worship you in the mighty name of Jesus. Listen, you may be knocked down on the outside, but you're standing up on the inside. People see you on your bed, sick in the hospital, and you're still, oh, praise God, good to see you. Let that be your last words if it has to be. Listen. After 1 Peter 5:10 says, the God of all grace, after you suffered a while, establish, strengthen, and settle you. We're being educated, we're being put on display, and we are about to dance. An attitude of heartfelt praise is going to get you through in the name of Jesus. Psalm 34:19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Doesn't matter. Categorically, denied. It's not going to get to them. They're going to praise God. They're going to praise God. They're going to worship Him. And when He does, when our breakthrough comes, Psalm 126 verse 1 says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed. We were like them that dreamed. Listen, weeping may endure for the night, Psalm 30 verse 5, but joy cometh in the morning. I didn't write that. God wrote that verse. Come on. God still has a wonderful plan. It's not over till God says so. He still heals on deathbeds. He still breaks chains. He still continues to restore marriages. He resurrects businesses. He rebuilds finances. Come on. He can still confound and stop the enemy. What did Pastor Glenn preach last week? I listened to it while building an antique farm table in my garage this week. Maybe God will help us. Anybody hear that last week? That was a powerful message. Let's go up the cliff because maybe God can help us. Listen, He still wins battles in strange ways. He lifts up the hurting. He remembers the forgotten. He repairs the shattered. He refines us in the fire to bring out pure gold. He gives strength to the weak. He provides hope to the hopeless. He fills the sorrowful with joy when it makes no sense that joy is flowing when you've lost somebody. He gives peace to the troubled. Oh, come on, church. Can we thank Him today? Can we thank Him? Pastor Nick, God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, let's stand together.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We love You. And we'll never stop. We can't live without You, Jesus. We love You. We can't get enough. All this is for You.
Come on, lift your hand and sing it out.
We love You. We'll never stop. We can't live without You, Jesus. We love You. We can't get enough. Oh, this is for You, Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Come on, sing, come and consume.
Oh, come and consume, God, all we are. We give You permission. Our hearts are Yours. We want You. We want You. Come and consume, God, all we are. We give You permission. Our hearts are Yours. We want You. We want You.
Come on, sing that again. Come and consume.
Come and consume all we are. We give You permission. Our hearts are Yours. We want You. Yeah, we want You. Come and consume all we are. We give You permission. Our hearts are Yours. We want You. We want You. We can't live without You, Jesus. We love You. Can't get enough. All this is for You, Jesus.
Amen. Lord, we thank You, Lord, for this word. Thank You for our friend and our brother, Pastor Al, Lord. We just ask Your blessing on him and on Laura, Lord. Lord, I just pray that You would just open up a new season, Lord, of ministry for them, God. Blessing, blessing, according to the word of the Lord that says that there was that one tribe, the tribe of Asher, it said that He would dip His foot in oil. And God, we pray today that everywhere that Pastor Al and Laura go, Lord, that they would dip their foot in oil. The anointing would be there present. Come on, stretch your hands towards the man of God. Thank you, Father. Bless him, strengthen, encourage, anoint, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for this deposit of encouragement, Lord, that you've placed within his spirit to minister to your people here this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, everybody. Have a great week in Jesus, and we'll see you next week.